In a unanimous ruling this week, the U.S. Supreme Court made it more difficult to prosecute public officials for corruption. The ruling overturned the conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald for doing political favors for a businessman who had given the governor hundreds of thousands of dollars in gifts and loans. The High Court said routine political courtesies are not corruption, even when someone gives a public official a gift. Cambridge lawyer Harvey Silverclate, who's written about and studied federal and state corruption cases, expects the ruling to disrupt several high-profile cases, including at least one from Massachusetts.
There are a number of fraud prosecutions, so-called fraud prosecutions, maintained by United States attorneys throughout the country against state and local elected officials and also appointed officials. And I think that all of the cases which are still alive in some sense, they're still on appeal, are going to have to be reevaluated by the defense lawyers and by prosecutors and ultimately by the local federal courts, because some of these are going to have to be thrown out.
You think the Supreme Court opinion has any effect at all at the two most recent high-profile so-called political corruption cases in Massachusetts, the convictions of a former state probation commissioner, John O'Brien, and the conviction of a former Massachusetts House Speaker, Sal DeMasi?
I think that there's little question in my mind that it will affect the probation department prosecution. That was an ill-starred prosecution to begin with. Sal DeMasi is a much closer case. There's a stronger argument that the money that he received from a contract involving the state might have been a crime. So that's a closer case. The probation prosecution criminalized quintessentially political activity.
So patronage and the activity associated around patronage, which was really what was at issue in the O'Brien case, is essentially, in your view, allowed by the court, according to this ruling?
Forget about the court. Allowed by the legislature. Legislatures make the laws. Courts interpret the laws. And I think that the Massachusetts legislature may decide to tighten up the law so that there is some more control over political patronage. But that didn't happen soon enough in the O'Brien case, and I don't believe that they committed a crime.
The U.S. attorney in Massachusetts, Carmen Ortiz, never sought charges against Speaker Robert DeLeo, but his name came up, and it was sort of implied that he was an unindicted co-conspirator, although he was never quite labeled that way. With this ruling, does it help DeLeo's argument that he did nothing wrong?
Yes.
And I have to ask this question, and I think in this way, because I think that on the other end of the radio, a lot of listeners are probably hearing this and saying, well, great, does this mean that politicians are going to be able to think that they can continue to engage in political business as usual, even though in the eyes and the nose of lay people, of voters, it might look a little shady or smell a little off?
What I'm saying is I don't like political shenanigans. I don't like criminal culture. I don't like that any more than anybody else. I am not making an argument in favor of sleaze. I am making an argument in favor of the rule of law and the sanctity of liberty. And part of liberty depends on having clear laws enacted by legislatures that happen to have jurisdiction over the subject matter that they are legislating about. This still is a free republic, and sometimes you have to bite your lip and you have to stand back, take a deep breath and say, yep, the rule of law, liberty requires that this person that I don't like, whose conduct I don't like, be freed.
Because he or she didn't do anything wrong.
Because he or she, no, not that he didn't do anything wrong. In some moral sense, they may have done something wrong. Perhaps when they go to synagogue or church or the mosque, they would have to ask for forgiveness from their Lord. But they don't have to ask forgiveness from the legal system because what they did was not, at the time, a crime. That's what the rule of law is all about.
Harvey Silverlake, thanks a lot for having us over. Good to see you again.
Well, it's terrific having this opportunity to explain what is so badly understood in so many quarters.
Cambridge lawyer and activist Harvey Silverglate on the U.S. Supreme Court ruling this week on public corruption cases.